Jesus, 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 a hotel for all him, what he needs to Jesus, 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 a hotel for mourning, a hymn to each other.
Work on us, Holy Spirit, in this time of encounter, for your glory, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Today is Blessed Monday, and our theme for today goes like this: in the day of persecution, stand. In the day of persecution, stand. In the day of persecution, stand. So this is not usually the kind of feel-good message you usually would expect. So just a little heads up. Mark 10. 28-30. Then Peter began to say unto him, Lo, we have left all and have followed thee. This is the guy who was fishing, and God says, you ain't gonna fish for fish anymore. Come and fish for souls. And then in Ghana, they say, he just left everything and just walked away. The funny part was even James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were actually with their dad. Like in Ghana, you're walking out of your dad to follow some guy nobody knows about. I don't know what is going on in your mind, but these guys also did the same thing. They dropped it, left their father, and went to follow Jesus. And so it is understandable. I mean, I have a wonderful fishing career. You even came to do a miracle on my boat, you know. But I've left it anyway, so I should come and fish for souls. No problem. What am I going to get from following you? A lot of people ask these questions. And Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that had left house or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's. And a portion of scripture tells us that he's not called us to serve him in vain. That's good. Okay. Now this is what you get. Listen carefully. But he shall receive 100-fold. Now in this time. 100-fold. Now in this time. What are you getting in 100-fold? Houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children. And lands. This is the exciting part. With persecutions. Yeah, I'm also not excited about it. It's not you alone. And in the world to come, eternal life. Wonderful. Wonderful. So, today's blessed Monday. You can see the blessings you get by following Christ. Like, you should be confident when you meet somebody who doesn't know the Lord. Like, you're missing. You get to know Christ. There's eternal life waiting for you. And here on earth too, you get brethren. You get houses. What? You should be confident to tell someone about Jesus. Because there's so much to get. But do well to let them know also that it comes with persecution. Because you also have to establish that in your mind. It comes with persecutions. Jesus was persecuted. And when James and John went to ask for a seat on his side, he said, well, you are definitely going to drink of me. Drink what I drink. You're going to taste of what I've tasted. So if people hated him, expect to be hated. If people betrayed him, expect to be betrayed. But this is what we are told to do. Ephesians 6:13. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. So let me let you know that the evil day is schemed by the devil. He can either do it himself or do it through people to affect you so that you don't get what you want. He's actually targeted at your eternal life. Because he's given his people houses and co and co. He's not interested in the other blessings you're getting. He's interested in the eternal life you will lose when you leave Christ Jesus. So when the enemy attacks your physical resources, be like Job. And be glad that you still have eternal life. Job stood till his change came. Let us stand till our change come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
1 Corinthians 16:13. I saw the scripture and I was like, wow. Be on the alert. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men. Be strong. Be on the alert. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men. Be strong. This is what he's telling us to do. How are we going to achieve that? 1 Corinthians 15:58. Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. There's some way that constantly keeping your mind on what you have to do for God keeps your thought, keeps your mind from getting worried and anxious about the other things. Yes, they can affect you, they can affect your service. That is true. But when you are steadfast in your place, immovable, staying on course, serving the Lord, it helps you to stand. Why? Because the service, everything you're doing in the service, keeping the faith is your shield of faith. It's part of the armor. The gospel of peace, you are in the course, right? You are still serving the Lord. It is one of the things in your armor. The gospel of truth. Your breastplate of salvation. That is how you keep your whole armor of God to stand. Let's pray. We cannot do this on our own. We cannot do this on our own. Thank you, Jesus. So say after me, our Father in heaven.
Our Father in heaven, thank you for always sending your word to strengthen us.
Thank you for always sending your word to strengthen us.
And prepare us ahead of what is to come.
And prepare us ahead of what is to come.
Thank you for wisdom in season and out.
Thank you for wisdom in season and out.
Always send to us from your word.
Always send to us from your word.
It's my prayer that you are going to receive strength and grace after this session.
Amen.
To stand till the end of time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So from time to time, you just listen to this message and pray along and ask the Holy Spirit to help you open your mouth, somebody. Tell him, our Father in heaven, thank you for always sending your word to strengthen us and prepare us ahead of what is to come. Thank you for wisdom in season and out. Always send us from your word. We will not faint in the day of adversity because we are strong in the Lord, immovable, standing firm, staying on course, serving the Lord, abounding in all good work. Why? Not because we so can, but because you're always there to help us. Thank you for your word that assures us. Thank you for your word that strengthens us. Thank you for your word that questions us. Thank you for your word that shows us the way. Oh Jesus, we thank you. We give you all the glory. Blessed be your holy name. In
Jesus' name. Amen.
Our Father in heaven.
Our Father in heaven.
We receive grace.
Receive grace.
To be on alert.
To be on alert.
For the persecutions that may come with your blessing.
For the persecutions that may come with your blessing.
Both as a ministry.
Both as a ministry.
And as individuals.
And as individuals.
In any area of our lives.
In any area of our lives.
We will overcome.
We will overcome.
Because of your strength in us.
Because of your strength in us.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Open your mouth, somebody, and pray this prayer from the depth of your heart. It is a declaration of faith. You can enforce it in the language of the Spirit. You can also express it. You can also express it in your understanding, whichever way you understand it. In the name of Jesus, my God, we receive grace both as a ministry and as individuals. In our families, in our relationships, concerning our children, in our finances, concerning our health. No matter what the enemy does to us, no matter what the enemy does to us, we receive grace to stand in our businesses, in our workplaces, wherever we find ourselves, in our ministry. Oh, Rekeshelia, but in going with our functionality, in serving Lord Jesus, we receive grace to be on the alert. The
grace to be on the alert in the name of
when
Jesus.
Something is coming up, the wisdom to deal with anything the enemy tries to do against us, be it himself or through his cohort or through other humans, in the mighty name of Jesus, we receive this grace. You made it available by paying the heavy price of the cross. We receive this grace. We receive this grace in the name of Jesus.
Every persecution, both as a ministry and as individuals, in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Final prayer. Our Father in heaven.
Our Father in heaven.
We receive grace to stand any day.
We receive grace to stand any day.
The enemy seeks to attack us in all forms.
The enemy seeks to attack us in all
by
forms.
Your word.
By your word.
And by the agency of the Holy Spirit.
And by the agency of the Holy Spirit.
We are not ignorant of the enemy's devices.
We are not ignorant of the enemy's devices.
And we'll stand till the day of the Lord.
And we will stand till the day of the Lord.
Constantly abounding in all good works.
Constantly abounding in all good works.
You commission to us as a ministry.
You commission to us as a ministry.
And as individuals in Jesus.
And as individuals in Jesus.
Father in heaven.
Our Father in heaven.
We receive grace to stand.
We receive grace to stand.
Any day the enemy seeks to attack us in all forms.
Any day the enemy seeks to attack us in all forms.
By your word.
By your word.
And by the agency of the Holy Spirit.
And by the agency of the Holy Spirit.
We are not ignorant of the enemy's devices.
We are not ignorant of the enemy's devices.
And we'll stand till the day of the Lord.
And we'll stand till the day of the Lord.
Constantly abounding in all good works.
Constantly abounding in all good works.
That you've commissioned to us.
That you commissioned to us.
As a ministry.
As a ministry.
And as individuals in Jesus'
name. And as individuals in Jesus'
name. Open your mouth, somebody, and pray this prayer.
From
the depth of your heart with all confidence. Because you are praying according
grace.
To His will, He will hear us.
We receive grace.
And when He hears us, He will answer us.
To stand
in Jesus' name. Rakadabaliye beshata. Make him in the beyond the lava shabalianda da da bayani. Make him yaba shataya bayanda da da ba. Rakadada bayanda lava shatai. Eliaba Shabada Bayandi, make a Belianda Yabada Boshe, begin in the Bayandi, Rakatalia Bada Bashataya Mayandi, make a Belianda Bosha Bada Bayanda Dadaba, make a Beliabada Boshe, begin in the Bayandi, Rakatalia Bada Bayandi, Mashabalianda Bayandi, make a Bede Bayanda Labasha Bada Bayandi, make a Bede Bayanda Labasha Gada Bayandi, make Haya Bada. Boshatalia Bayandi, Ragada Bayanda, Lamashataya Bayandi, Meshatelia Bede de Boshabada Bayandi, Mekebelia Bada Bayanda, Labasha Gada Bayandi, Rapalia Bada Boshe Gede Bayandi, Mayenda Labosabada Bayanda, Labashatai, Rakatalia Bada Bayandi, Mekelianda Labashabada Bayanda, Labashagada Bayandi, Rakatalia Bada Bayanda, Bayandi, Ereketelia Bayanda, Labashabada. Somebody begin to give the Lord thanks. Begin to give the Lord thanks. Begin to give the Lord thanks. We give you all the glory. Thank you for hearing and answering us in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I don't know. Can bless you and sustain the blessing. Sustain all that concerns you and then guarantee you eternal life when Jesus will come. Because let no one deceive you, Jesus will come. So if you do not know the Lord, just say this prayer from the depth of your heart. Lord Jesus, thank you for paying a heavy price for me and giving me the opportunity to hear about you. I yield myself to you today. Be Lord over my life from now and forward, that your glory will be seen in my life. Change me and let all around me also experience this change because of you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We are glad you said this prayer. And pay attention to the contact that will be released in the announcement. Reach out to us so that we can help you be established in the Lord. Because this walk is an amazing adventure. You need some assistance to begin it and to stay in it. God bless you.
If you just said this prayer, kindly contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us now and forevermore. Amen. God bless you for joining us. We'll meet again tomorrow at 12 p.m. prompt. Shalom.